So like in a little bit, some guy like is flew in here from, I forget where, he's like flying in here so I can play the Nintendo World Championship game.
Which became topical.
Yeah, right. But yeah, it's a little interesting. This guy really wanted me to show, he's this company that like has a site where you can like, it's like an eBay but only for like kind of nerdy things. So they're sending him here so I can write a story back. Because, you know, for them it's promotion, for me it's a story. Seems like a lot of cost on their part.
You guys spend money to make money, Mike.
Yeah, sure. Well, at least I'll have fun.
Just don't get stabbed.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 28th, 2015. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother, Aj Guy.
Yo!
How's it going?
Good.
So what are we doing today?
Talk about video games.
Oh, really?
Change it up a little.
We got some news, what we've been playing, releases, and that'll do it.
I feel like we're getting the calm before the E3 storm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which is apparent, E3, which is definitely not next week.
Yeah, don't buy any plane tickets.
Yeah, I'll let you. I'll just admit it. I bought my plane tickets for E3 a week early. I just thought E3 was a week earlier than it was. So, there's a little money down the drain there. But
lesson learned. And
well, I don't know. I was trying to think of a but. There was no but. I lost a lot of money because I'm an idiot.
What are we expecting? The guy who can't get the date right in the show.
Got it right this time. Yeah, right. Yeah, dates. Not AIDS, good. Man. I need to like get like a, I need to just carry like one of those little calendars with me and start writing things in it.
Get a smartwatch.
No. All right. So what's going on in the news? What are we on?
All right. So PlayStation going into E3, they pretty much just admitted they don't have a lot of first party games coming out this year. Whoops.
Well, I mean it's the forgivable thing about it is that we're always kind of planning for Uncharted 4 to be their big holiday release.
Right.
And then they had to delay it. And then, you know, whoops.
Yeah, this was Andrew House, Sony Computer Entertainment president and CEO. And his exact words were, "Our first-party lineup is a little sparse this year, so I think this places even greater emphasis on getting good third-party support." So
well, true.
We know they got Street Fighter V.
Right.
There's always, I guess, the chance of some weird exclusive announcement coming at E3. Like, I don't know, what do you think that could be?
Oh, who knows? It doesn't even necessarily mean exclusive. Third-party support is just getting third-party games on there. So just, you know, kind of the regular stuff, too. Your Call of Duties and what have yous. And what's Xbox? I mean, Xbox has Halo this year, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of
Halo
rough.
And Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget, I mean, Sony didn't really have any exclusives last year, really, either.
Oh, well, they had Drive Club.
They had Drive Club, which may as well have not come out.
Yeah. I thought there was one other thing. Little Big Planet.
Yeah. So really not much. Yeah, they've been... Yeah, just in general, actually. They're like... It seems like they haven't been producing a lot of games.
Wasn't that like the going into the next generation? It's like, well, Sony's the place for first party.
Well, yeah, it's just, well, typically, but they've been kind of slow. They had like, some things at launch.
Yeah, I think the problem was that I think is giving them some trouble now. So many of their first party franchises made it to three games on the PlayStation 3. It's kind of always hard to make that fourth game jump.
Yeah, it is. Well,
I mean, even God of War had, like, God of War Ascension, which, like, people didn't know what it was. Some people thought it was multiplayer
Gears
only.
Gears of War had, like, the same problem.
Right.
It's like, after three, I think Uncharted will be fine. But, with, like, the PlayStation 3 era, really, there weren't a lot of PlayStation 2 franchises that jumped over. They kind of started over with, like, Uncharted, Resistance. I know Killzone had a PlayStation 2 game, but it may as well have been a PlayStation 3 franchise. So a lot of that stuff kind of started over there. We haven't really seen Sony, except for like Knack, not really try to make many new
Originals.
Yeah. You had Bloodborne, which kind of...
That was third-party, exclusive.
Yeah, kind of.
They published it, but...
Right. I always keep forgetting what they'll have. I mean, we'll see at their press conference, but they think
they got the God of War remastered thing coming.
But, you know, they'll probably have a lot of third-party things. I mean, they'll probably pick another Destiny where they just pretend like it's a first-party game. I'm not sure.
All right. So this is the fulfillment of the prophecy as WildStar goes free to play in the fall.
Shocking no one.
Mm-hmm. And this is straight up free to play. It's not like Elder Scrolls where you still have to buy the
box. It's not free to buy. It's just free to play.
He said it's going to happen sometime in the fall. They don't know exactly when because they, you know, they're going to do some testing. And if they feel like they can't handle the influx of new players this is sure to bring, they'll delay it.
That's kind of interesting because once you announce this, you're guaranteeing no one else is going to buy. Right. People might not even want to renew subscriptions and stuff. It's kind of a weird thing to announce.
What they're doing to incentivize that is users who maintain an active subscription from June 15th through the transition get exclusive items and bonuses. I don't know what those are. They promise that no content will ever be behind a paywall. Dungeons and raids and
just all that.
It's all cosmetic.
What about new... So even if they make new content and stuff...
That's what it seems to indicate,
expensive.
There was a quote, and I can't find it at the moment, but they're very gung-ho about that. Nothing can be pay to win, and no content restrictions.
I just don't know how... Yeah, that's fine, but you guys... I feel like you have to do something else besides just cosmetic.
Well, they're still giving... it's going to be like SWTOR, in that there still is a subscription, and doing that gives you, like... convenience bonuses,
extra character slots, and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, will you dip your toes back in the WildStar?
No.
You have no interest?
No. I mean, I don't know. I play Warcraft. I'm on a brink right now, but I'm just waiting for the new patch to come out, the new raid.
I think by the fall, I'd be willing to try it again. I like the gameplay of WildStar. I just couldn't see myself ever paying a monthly fee.
If I'm going to do another MMO, it's going to be Final Fantasy 14, which I like a lot, and I kind of want to get ready for that expansion, too.
Yeah, it's just, it's interesting now. Like, I think the only MMOs that require subscription are what? Warcraft, Final Fantasy, both of them, and EVE.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Some weird Korean thing I'm forgetting, maybe?
Yeah, there's probably a couple. There aren't many.
Yeah, it's interesting.
There aren't many.
I think it's weird that, I mean, good on them, that, like, Final Fantasy's been able to maintain. Like, you never hear that, like, they're in trouble or they need to think about it.
Final Fantasy 14 was in trouble. They had to remake it.
Oh, well, sure. There was that.
I mean, you have to give them credit because they took the most drastic action and it worked out well.
Yeah, that game still boggles my mind that it worked at all.
Who's going to remake this? It's all bad.
Do it again.
No, I'm not going to play WildStar again.
Okay.
No.
Well, what have you played?
Really, Witcher 3 a lot.
Anything new to say?
No, I like Witcher 3. It's good. Well, I've been playing Heroes of the Storm kind of finally, though.
I'm glad you're playing it. Once I get moved and settled, I want to get back into it, too.
It's fun. I kind of like its flavor. I like the lack of an item shop and all that stuff. I was kind of playing as, Vala, which is just, like, the demon hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool, because, like, you have the daily quests almost kind of like in Hearthstone, and, like, just like how those kind of, like, maybe force you to play as, like, a class you're not used to.
Yeah, it gets you a little more variety, because, I mean, MOBAs kind of engender you to play one character.
Right.
And this gets you to branch out.
Yeah, so these things are, like, you know, play three games as a specialist, or three games as a Diablo character. So, and I earned enough gold to buy a new character, and at first I thought that I was going to maybe get one, but you can try each character.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually tried Gazla, who's kind of like, he builds turrets and drops bombs and stuff, so it's kind of interesting. So I actually started playing Zim, and I really like him, actually. Good. So, yeah, I'm having super fun with that. How about you? Play anything besides having twins?
The really new thing I played is Audio Surf 2. Remember?
Audio Surf,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, well, it came out of Early Access, I think today.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, it's similar to the old game and new graphics, but there's a new mode called, like, Wave Jumper or something, where it basically turns the music into, like, you're, like, literally holding on to two ropes and, like, wakeboarding, and you're trying to, like, jump off the peaks of your music and do tricks.
That's weird.
It's kind of wild. It's got a demo, which limits you to, like, four of your own custom songs, and you can play the daily song every day. So, you know, it's worth checking out. But I like Audio Surf. I like games that let me visualize my own music. Because I'm like, you know, I play the Space Mountain on ride music when I'm doing it. And
of course you do.
It's as close as I'll get to a Space Mountain video game, probably.
Anything else?
No.
Well, then, let's get to those releases.
Let's see. Coming out this week...
Splatoon's the big one. I mean, yeah, I play Splatoon. My review is up. I talked about it last week, but yeah, you should read my review on GamesBeat.
There's some DLC for The Evil Within, The Executioner.
Oh, boy.
Magicka 2.
I never liked Magicka, to be honest. That was weird.
I appreciated it, but, like, I never took the time to really get into it. Ultra Street Fighter 4 on the PS4 came out. Apparently it's very buggy. Did you see Capcom's statement, too?
No.
They're basically like, well, it was developed by another company, actually, who did the port. But, yeah, we're, like, super concerned about it. Like, it was so, like, I mean, it's not our fault. We'll take care of it, maybe.
Right.
Badland, Game of the Year Edition. Have you ever played Badland?
No.
It was a big iOS game. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I know. That's why I didn't play it.
Yeah, I know.
That's not Game of the Year. Who gave it Game of the Year? Like, Game of
Apple.
iOS
I
Game
think,
of the
I think Apple did it or something.
Cool.
Game of Thrones Episode 4... Akihabara's Trip, Undead and Undressed. Have you heard of this game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guilty Gear.
Any game with the word undressed in it, you know it's good.
Oh, yeah. Guilty Gear, Double X, Accent Core, Plus R. No, wait a minute.
This is being released on PC. This is not Zerg.
Okay, No. I see the because the image was for PlayStation 2. And
it's just like a big deal. This is the first time they made one for PC.
Let's see. Rogue Legacy's out on the Xbox One.
That's a good game.
A Looney Tunes Galactic Sports game for the VS. All right,
you're losing it.
It's like you got to go through so much.
Yeah, this is what I do every week.
This list. I know. You're a good man.
That's right.
Splatoon, Fossil Fighters, Bladestorm.
Splatoon is kind of.
Yeah. Hey, did you see too? They announced the Games for Gold for Xbox next month. We get a Massive Chalice for free.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, then, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to go to iTunes Music Store, leave us a review, find all of our old shows there. We always appreciate it.
I got to figure out what I'm doing for E3 while you're gone this year.
Oh, yeah.
Come up with something.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.